It's Check On Stories. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Papageno's Tri-State Forecast calls for a mostly cloudy day today. Warm, though, with showers 50 to 55. Periods of rain tonight, low around 40. For tomorrow, cloudy, showers, and cooler, low 40s. Friday, cloudy, a chance of showers mixed with some wet snow, around 40. And on Saturday, it's a little advanced, but it looks like it's going to be partly cloudy with temperatures in the low 40s on Saturday. We'll get the full details coming up in just a few moments from Pat himself. Well, Connecticut's economy rebounded from a steep decline in the second quarter of 2022, growing at an inflation-adjusted annual rate of 2.5% in the third quarter, according to the latest federal estimate. The growth in the state's real gross domestic product was lower than the national rate of 3.2% and the New England average of 2.7%, and ranked 26th nationally out of 50 states and the District of Columbia. Real GDP increased from nearly $251 billion in the second quarter to $252.5 billion, according to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. A couple of stories by Ruth Epstein out of the Republican American this morning. The talents of the Kent quilters can now be seen statewide throughout the state. An exhibit of their work is on display until June at Bradley International Airport in Windsor Locks as part of the Bradley Art Program. The group, formed in the fall of 2014 with women who had been quilting, came together to create a log cabin quilt for the benefit of the Kent Memorial Library, where they meet. Since then, they've made one quilt each year for a local nonprofit with a program themes and designs. This year, the group raised funds for Kent Affordable Housing by selling quilts displayed on a quilt walk during the fall's leaf peeping season. The plan for 2023 is to create one on behalf of Kent Center School's scholarship fund. Well, Great Falls Brewing Company in North Canaan will begin its Winter Trivia League this month. It's back. That is absolutely right. It takes place at, of course, the Great Falls Brewing Company. Teams will consist of 1 to 6 players. Alternates may be designated as long as there are no more than 6 players on a team. The games will follow the traditional format Great Falls has been using from the start of pub trivia. The team with the most points, April 30th, will be crowned Trivia Champion of Northwest Connecticut. Competitions are scheduled for Sunday, January 22nd, February 12th and 26th, March 12th and 26th, and April 2nd and 30th. There's a basket raffle coming up tomorrow to benefit the Friends of the Lee H. Kellogg School. Folks, that's tomorrow's the last day to donate items for their basket raffle. Each grade has a theme. There's also a re-gift basket. It's a great way to pass along things you can't use or don't want for the holidays, or don't need for after the holidays as well. Music. Midday and the Meditation is back at Salisbury United Congregational Church. The monthly mid-May music and meditation will be held Friday from 12 until 12:30 at 30 Main Street in Salisbury. The meeting house doors will open at 11:30. Attendance will be restricted to one-half capacity. Audience members will be admitted on a first-come, first-served basis. Masks are optional. It's free to the public. The director, Dan Baranowski of Musical Gifts, will provide a time of reflection surrounded by inspiring, soul-nourishing classical repertory. For more information, contact the church office at 860-435-2442. COVID cases have been resurging in the state of Connecticut, especially in these counties, Litchfield and New Haven, that according to the federal count. Taking a look at some meetings going on in our tri-state region. Coming up tomorrow in Salisbury at 10 a.m., the Pope Land Design Committee meeting, and tomorrow at 6 p.m., Conservation Commission. In Dover, the Zoning Board of Appeals has their meeting. That is tonight from 7 till 8 p.m. Pine Plains, the Town of Pine Plains Town Board, will hold its reorganizational meeting. That will happen tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Pine Plains Town Hall. In Ankrum, New York, their Planning Board meeting will be held tomorrow from 7 until 10 p.m. And in Hillsdale, New York, today they have their organizational meeting for the town board that runs from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a tapas menu, a regular menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,346.00, the S&P 500 at 3857.25, and the NASDAQ at 10,993.50. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.